This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says that at least 40 people have been found dead inside a tractor trailer in a presumed migrant smuggling attempt in South Texas. The official says that 15 others in that truck were taken to hospitals in San Antonio, where the bodies were found on Monday. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the information had not been authorized for public release. Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians are feared killed or injured after a Russian strike hit a crowded shopping mall. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the number of victims in the central city of Kremenchuk unimaginable and labeled it a terrorist attack. He said more than 1,000 shoppers and staff were inside at the time of the attack. Zelensky stressed the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. Late Monday, Ukraine's emergency service reported at least 16 people were dead and about 60 wounded. Rescuers worked into the night to search for victims. The missile strike unfolded as Western leaders pledged continued support for Ukraine, and the world's major economies prepared new sanctions against Russia, including a price cap on oil and higher tariff on goods. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky underscored the urgency of helping his country's military improve its position against Russia during a video meeting with leading economic powers. Zelensky, in his remarks on Monday to the Group of Seven summit, addressed the delicacy of the moment for Ukraine in its war with Russia. The Ukrainian leader's comments came as G7 leaders prepare to unveil